You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Anne Wilkins is an RNIB volunteer with a big talent, one that she's about to share with the whole country on Saturday night television. Anne, thanks for speaking to us.
Pleasure.
Back in October last year, you were invited to London for what you thought was the recording of a podcast. What happened next?
Well, initially, the West End actor and singer Alan Hawke, who has been touring in the show Beauty and the Beast. Alan has played three of the main roles in the show, and he happened to grow up living across the road from me, so I know him very well and his family. And he called me and asked me if I would go to London to do a podcast, and which didn't seem anything unusual. So I agreed to go because I've done podcasts before and they're sort of quite relaxed and informal. So the only thing that it was a particularly busy week for me that week, with the week that I was asked to go to London, because I had several personal commitments which couldn't be rearranged. And so it really was quite inconvenient, and I moaned and groaned about the fact that I had to go to London when I didn't really want to go for those reasons. But when I got there, I walked into what I thought was a studio, which was set up for a podcast, and it wasn't what I thought. Because we spoke about the lockdown. The Countryfile presenter, Anita Rani, was there to introduce the podcast. And then there was also someone who I discovered later wasn't who I thought they were, who was playing all sorts of odd bits of music and interrupting the podcast. And Anita Rani had to say to them, well, you know, this is a podcast. We don't have music in podcasts. And then the door opened and Michael McIntyre walked in and said, you're going to be singing on the stage of the Drury Lane Theatre in front of 2,000 people with Bryn Terfel, no less. And I think I was stunned.
Absolutely incredible. So it's Michael McIntyre's big show, which is on BBC One at 6:50 this Saturday, the 14th of January.
Yes.
And you mentioned the singing. What was the experience like getting to sing with someone like Bryn Terfel?
Wonderful. He was absolutely lovely to work with. I'm fortunate in I've done quite a lot of singing, and I'm quite experienced at being on stage, where they explained to me that not everyone is that they have on the show. So I just, once I got used to the idea, which took just a few minutes, you know, my brain sort of kicked into gear, and I thought, I've got to think about all the things I've ever learned, not just about singing, but about how to, you know, behave on stage, how to present yourself on stage. And, you know, to sing with someone like Bryn, you cannot get it wrong. And I'm sure he would have made sure that nothing went wrong. But, you know, to sing with someone like that, you have to do it well. So all these thoughts were going through my mind as I was walking onto the stage. And I do remember Michael McIntyre asking me how I felt. And I said it was just surreal. I just couldn't think of any other word, really. I went off to rehearse and have, you know, hair and makeup done and a very lovely dress as well, which people will see on Saturday, of course. So I won't give too much away.
And you've been a volunteer with RNIB for many years now. What sort of work do you do?
I've taught Braille classes. In 2019, I ran a couple of music workshops for visually impaired people in the Bridgend area. And they did a concert at the end of the year for BridgeWiz, which is the local organisation for people with a visual impairment in Bridgend. So I felt that was quite successful. I had never done anything like that before, so it was a good experience for me. Really, anything that I'm asked to do, I'm happy to do anything for RNIB when I can. Obviously, other commitments don't always allow that to happen, but you know, whenever I can, I do.
And do you think the people you've worked with in singing workshops will be surprised when you make an appearance on Saturday night?
I think so, yes. I have put a little message on the BridgeWiz WhatsApp group. So hopefully people will watch it, because it is primetime TV, which I never thought I'd be on. But yeah, I hope it'll come across well.
And has the big surprise made you maybe a little less trusting of your friends now?
I think so. One friend asked me about a week ago if I would help with something. And because that was asked around that time by the same person, I just said, hang on, wait a minute, what's all this about? And that friend said, no, it's nothing, you know, it's nothing like that. So I think I probably will initially be quite suspicious from now on.
And can we ask, what song did you sing with Bryn?
I think I'll keep that under wraps until Saturday.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to the show on Saturday night, 6:50 on BBC One. Yes. Anne Wilkins, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me on the programme.